how to study a literary work. When studying a literary work, it is important to do it in a systematic way. One should first of all scan the text by reading the title, blurb, or information at the back cover, interpreting any illustrations on the front cover, and so on and so forth. This is important since it gives the reader a notion of what the literary work talks about. Secondly, the reader should skim through the novel or play to grasp the gist of the work. After one catches a glimpse of what the work talks about, the next thing is to read through the whole novel or play without focusing on any particular aspect, even though one may list down some unfamiliar words and expressions. Thirdly, the reader forms his or her own opinion of the text, depending on the impression the text made on him or her. Henceforth, the reader can read through the text a second or third time and identify aspects such as style, themes, plot, and characterization. Any claims made by the reader on any of the above aspects must be supported with evidence from the novel, play, short story, or poem. The supporting information may either be in form of direct quotations of sections from the work or paraphrases of certain portions of the literary work. It should, however, be noted that there is nothing like a correct analysis of a text, since various readers will form different opinions after reading a given work. Nonetheless, the emanating discussion from a literary work must sound convincing to other readers and must be backed with relevant quotations and paraphrases from the novel or play.